Hey everyone, welcome back to Paul Graham Essays, the AI podcast series. I'm Nia, and with me is my brilliant co-host,
Ayush here, and I'm super excited about today's episode because we're diving into something really fascinating from Paul's essays.
So, I've got something super interesting for you today. We're talking about episode 2, Founder Mode, and wow, it starts with this amazing story about Brian Chesky at a YC event.
Oh my God, yes. This is absolutely incredible stuff. You know, Brian gave this talk that literally left Ron Conway like speechless. And if you know anything about Silicon Valley, you know that's something really special.
Wait, what makes this particular talk so special? I mean, there must be tons of startup talks happening at YC, right?
So here's the thing. Brian basically challenged everything we thought we knew about running large companies. You see, he was told, like many founders, to just hire good people and give them room, right? But, and this is the fascinating part, when he actually tried that, it was a complete disaster.
Oh, that's actually pretty surprising. Why didn't it work?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. You know what I mean? The conventional wisdom, what I like to call manager mode, is basically treating your company like this modular thing. But Brian and actually many other successful founders found that this approach just doesn't cut it.
So what's the alternative? I mean, there must be...
Yes, this is where founder mode comes in. It's like, it's totally different from what business schools teach. And the crazy thing is, we are just starting to understand it. Like, there are literally no books about this yet.
Could you break down the main differences between these two modes?
Okay, so think of it this way. In manager mode, you're supposed to work only through your direct reports, right? Like this neat, tidy org chart. But founder mode, it's way more fluid. Like, take Steve Jobs, for example. He used to have these annual retreats with who he thought were the 100 most important people at Apple. And get this, they weren't necessarily the highest ranking folks.
That's fascinating. But wouldn't that create some tension in the organization?
Absolutely right. And that's part of what makes this whole thing so complex. You know, Paul actually points out that founders often feel like they're being gaslit from both sides. The people telling them to run things like managers, and then their own executives when they try to do that.
Gaslit? That's pretty strong language.
Right, and here's something really important. Paul mentions that some C-level executives can be, well, let's say, really skilled at managing up. It's actually quite a diplomatic way of saying.
I can imagine.
The really exciting thing is that we're just at the beginning of understanding founder mode. Like, imagine what founders could achieve if they didn't have to fight against all this bad advice.
I'm curious though, are there any potential downsides to founder mode?
Oh, definitely. Paul actually makes this really interesting prediction that people will start misusing it. Like, some founders might use it as an excuse to never delegate, or non-founders might try to act like founders when they really shouldn't.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution?
Not at all. And that's what makes it so fascinating. It's going to be different for each company and it'll even change as the company grows. But, and this is crucial, it seems to work better than the traditional manager mode when done right.
This has been incredibly insightful. Any final thoughts on founder mode?
Yeah, I think the key takeaway is that we're really at the start of understanding this whole concept, and it's actually super exciting because if founders have achieved so much already while fighting against bad advice, just imagine what they could do with the right guidance.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thank you everyone for tuning in to episode 2 of our AI podcast series. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more fascinating insights from Paul Graham's essays.
And remember, sometimes breaking the conventional wisdom is exactly what you need to do to succeed.